Just to end with one Rabbeinu Yoina. No Ray, just one Rabbeinu Yoina, who explains in Shari Tshuva what exactly Chanufa is. So when you think of like the biggest Averis in the world, Chanufa is not usually something that comes to mind. But it's a little bit of a mistake, because you have this last Gemara that just put it into a pantheon. Arba kitois ein mekables pnei shchina. Kat leitzim, kat chanefim, kat shakarim, and kat mesapre loshen hara. Additionally, just from going through the Gemara, it feels like we got some mixed messages related to the Indian of Chanufa. Because on the one hand, someone that's a chaynef, it's all the worst things in the world. Klai Yisrael was chaynef agrifas, and they were chayv kloya. Yet at the same time, mutu lahachnef l'risham. So what's it negeya, all these chazals about Chanufa? It's negeya ilma ba? In ilma ba, we won't be able to Chanufa? Mitzvah betelis, maybe, lost a lovay. The story of agrifas amelot didn't happen in ilma ha, but it happened in ilma hazeh. So I'm not even sure how you walk away from this Gemara. We start off mutal hachnef l'rishon b'ayil mazan. We end off that one of the four kitam that are not mekabel the pnei shchina are the kat chanefim. So really, this is eino yomer elo dershuni. So Rabbeinu Yoina talks about Chanufa ba'arichos in Shaar Shlishi, which of course is a very famous shaar in Shaar Tshuva. And really, it's kedai to appreciate the context just to build it up. Shaar Shlishi in Shaar Tshuva is broken up into 10 sections. And each one of the 10 sections is discussing the chomer of Iser, but it goes madraga. He starts off with the rabbanons, mitzvah saseh, lav she nitek laseh, lav she'im by maisa, 5 is lav she'yesh by maisa, a lav that has misa b'dei shamayah, 7 is karis, 8 is arba misas bezdin, 9 is yehorik val yavar, that gets its own class, and then number 10 is elu she'im lam chelik loylam haba. That's the most chom. So Rabbeinu Yoina is talking about the Elu She'en Lam Chelik Lo Yom Haba, the Mishnah Novus, Malbu Brech Haver Barabim, Mevazah Samayadus, the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Chelik. So when the Rabbeinu Yoina talks about all the different chazals related to Elu She'en Lam Chelik Lo Yom Haba, he has a subcategory. And it's the Arba, it's the four groups of people that are not Mekabel the Pnei Shechina. Bir Divrei Avoynes Arba Kitas. And it's a whole Arichas, and it goes through each one independently. What we need is the Kat HaChanefen. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, Indian HaKat HaZois Nechlak L'Tisha Chalokim. It's broken up into 9 subcategories. So this is usually when people tune out. But it's Kedai. I think to go through it very, 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 very quickly, because it's Pashup Shad in today's Daf. We had almost a whole Daf Gemara that talks about Chanofa, so it's just very hard to know what's going on unless you just get the sense of what Rabbeinu Yoina is talking about. I'll read the first and the last. The other ones will just speak out. V'zed dvar kata chanefen. Inyan hakata zois nechla letisha chalokim. Hachelok harishoyim. Hechonef asher hikir oira oyada ki yesh ova bekav chavera v'chi hechzik betarnas oy ki yechte ish belashen hara oy boynaz dvarim. He sees a friend of his, somebody that he knows, this guy is doing averas. V'yach l'kloy lashen hara leimar, and then he goes over to him and he speaks his own lashen hara and he tells him loy pa'al to oven. What you're doing is not wrong. So this guy's doing an aver, klar, no shayla in the world. And you go over to him and you tell him, you're shtickle Talmud Chacham, you're a person who has a voice, or maybe even not. But the point is, you tell him, Loi pa'alta oven. Ha'ma'at mimenu avoyin ha'nim namen toichacha. Says Rabbeinu, not only did this person violate the mitzvah saseh shenem o'cheach toichiach esam yisech v'lisis olavchet, but v'yoisnif lachtay al amroi loi chatasa. But you did worse than that. You told him specifically that what you're doing is okay. Ke'inyun shenemar, it's a pasuk in your meyo, v'chisku yidei merei. This person has a very big aver. Because this person doesn't have a kinna for the truth. He supports sheker. Not only that, he's causing this person to do more averes. Number one, he's causing him not to have charat on what he did. And number two, you're going to cause him to continue doing the averis. This person should realize that he is now a shutif in this balavera. Because you were just machzik yidei over avera. And because of that, you're going to be punished. Not just that you're going to be punished for the sheker that you spoke. But the bottom line is, he says, this is mamish and avoin plili. It's a terrible, terrible thing. V'chayiv ha'odom limtsoy atzmoy l'sakon. A person is a mechuyiv to put his life into a matzav of sakana, val yasi es nafshay avoy nashma kazois, not to get involved in this aver. For Amr Rabbi Seinu soitem emalev, al inyan agrifas, shayakaya betayra ukshnegi, the pasuk said, loisucha lasis alech ish nachri, zogoyen of demois, v'amr loy, achinu ata, b'oysa shon eschaibu seneim shay yisrael kloya, shechonfu loy la agrifas, af ki hayoyshev al amishpat eloy lefachet, me'enu eshniyomot. What do you mean? You're dealing with a king over here. You're dealing with a king, but it doesn't matter. You're not allowed to be afraid. And you see, Klal Yisrael was chayv klal for what they did, because they violated this first category of chanofa, and that is a person's doing an aveira, and you tell him, achenu ata, achenu ata. Don't worry about it. It's fine. No, no. You're, what do you mean? You're not our brother. You are our brother. He wasn't our brother. And you're saying you are our brother. And that is the number one category of what chanifa is. And then Rabbi Yoina goes from level 1 and he starts diluting. There's different levels until he gets to level 9. Level 2 is where a person is mahalal rasha. Meaning he doesn't tell Agrifas, you're allowed to be king, when the Torah says Agrifas is not allowed to be king. But a person gets up and he praises a rasha. He doesn't necessarily praise the rasha for that virus that he did. He's not saying that the bad that the rasha is doing is good, but at the same time he's being mahalal rasha. This is chanufa. It's not just chanufa. It's level two. Number three is that a person is meshabeach a rasha, but not in front of people. So he's not mahalal the rasha. He doesn't do a berabim. But mano a mano, if he's sitting with him, he'll tell him that you should know. Yeah, no, yeah, you're a good guy. Wow, it's amazing what you're doing. It's mamish not shaykh. What do you mean? You're being yichanfening the guy. So you're not doing a berabim. It's not level two, but at the same time, it's level three. Level four, a person is meschaber the rasha, says Rabbeinu Yehuda. You're pasha friends with him. Your chavreshaft, that's a level of chanufa. Because the fact that you're friends with him on some level, you're giving this person askam. You're giving him credibility. And that in of itself is not okay. Number five is a person that goes, and the person, he doesn't literally, he's not his friend per se, but at the same time, he's somebody that will say on a person that he's like an ishchacham. See, you're not praising him, but at the same time, you'll give him a haskam. Like somebody wants to know, is this person a chacham? Can I take his advice? You'll say that. Again, it's a diluted version of giving him a haskam, but it's not mamish on the same level. Level six, this is where it starts getting really intense. A person's not moicha. You see a bal aveira doing an aveira. You have a relationship with the guy. You could tell him he's wrong, and you don't tell him he's wrong. You're not his friend necessarily. You never mahalal him berabim. You didn't say he's a great person. You didn't say that the bad things he's doing are good. But you were a moicha. And he shtelsu the whole sugi in Shabbos Tafnun Hey, where the Gemara talks about that they, because of the tzaddikim not being moicha on the churban, that's why they themselves were killed with the Tov and Gavriel and the ganze ma'isa with the dioy. So he says not being moicha, That's also a form of that. And really, if you go through 7 and 8, 6, 7, and 8, it's all me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan. Meaning, the person says, the reason I'm not being moicha is not going to listen to me. Okay, you're right. You're not level 6. You're only level 7. But you still made the cut, right? You're in the top 10 here. You're in the top 9. You're also qualified. 8 is also ayin shami inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan. And then finally, he comes to achelek hachi. So it started off with a person who literally goes over to a rasha. This guy's doing an aveh, eating chazit. Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's good. It's achenu ata, achenu ata. That's the worst. Now we're down to the point of a guy who's not going to give musr because he knows for sure it's not going to be listened to. Doesn't matter. That's also going to be an element of chanafa. Someone that is mechabed rishon, but he doesn't miderech shalom. That's the chelek hachi. Well, you daber toiv al rasha. He's not speaking good about the rasha. V'lo yisnaik b'chvoidoi al derech ashe yachshavu bnei adam ki yichabdenu ma'ashe yokar be'enov nichba. He's not mechabedim in a way that people think that he's really being mechabedim. But fakir, he's mechabedim in a way where it's so obvious to the bystanders that this person who's receiving the covet is living in the Olam HaDimyon. He thinks that, oh wow, this chosh of a person is being mechabed. He's not even mechabed you. He's doing it for a reason. But the bottom line is that's the ninth level of chanifa. Ki lo yachlek loy covet, zulasi kiderech shemechabed bnei adam eso ashirin. Miderech silsul ul tikvas toyeles. Where they're being mechabed him for a reason. Bavur ki tzlecha darkon. Because they're anoshim mutzlachim. Abeloi mipnei chin erka. Not necessarily because they hold that they're of this mayor diga erich. Va'af gamzor, says Rabbeinu Yoina. Even this, yeshchet va'ashma b'dover azeh. He said, that's wrong. Ki imhut l'chabed v'ashir. It's true for anoshim shavada. Right, the Ramban says in the Geras Ramban, you're supposed to be mechaber Ashir. Abeloi chen horishoyin. Shenema u'rei kol geye v'ashbiweyu. Re'ei kol geye hachniyeyu. V'hadoich rishon tachtam. Ach, says Rabbeinu Yoina, there's one caveat in the whole sugi of Chanifa. And that is, hachilek hazeh, this level of Chanufa, huter mida'oga midover penyazek harosha. It's mutter, if you're afraid, that by you not doing this, you are going to have a hezek, v'yigroim hefzid, bizman sheyad harosha takifa, because of the fact that this rosha is very, very powerful, u'shaitoi chatzufa, and his shah is chatzufa, ein biyodeinu lahachniyoi, and it's a matziv where you can't get him to not be a rasha. U'becheleinu lahaniyoi, and there's nothing in our power that's going to get him to not be a rasha. Al kein huta lechabdoi kederach shemechabdim bnei adam an sheizroi aroma mipachad ve'emo ve'kimo ve'hidur ve'doim lahem. So then it'd be mutter. Ach lo yishabchenu v'lo yedaber toiv olav lebnei adam. But at the same time, don't be mishabeachim and never say something good about him to other people. V'chein amru rabbi seinu zal soita dafnem alef mutter lahachnef es arishon ba'olam hazeh. And that's what the Gemara means when it says mutal hachnif as a rishon. So we had a stira. On the one hand, you can't be machnif, achenu ato, klayus, robus, chayiv, kloya. And then you're having the same sugya, mutal hachnif rishon. So how do you give zachanetza? How do you reconcile? The Torah says, Rabbeinu Yoina, is there's nine levels of chanifa. The ninth level of chanifa is where it's mutal hachnif as rishon b'ilam hazeh. And what is that? That's when the person's powerful. There's an element of daiga. There's an element of hefzid. If you would give a musr, he wouldn't listen anyways. He has a matziv where sha'ato is chatzufa, beautiful lashon, and as a result, if you're not going to give him this covet, you're going to end up losing out. B'chai gavna, you could do it. Ach lo yishabchenu v'lo yedaber toiv olav l'bnei adam. This is the sugya of chanufa. Tein l'chachum v'yech gamoid.